The Clement Magnetzela Show on 702, live from Freedom Park, an agency of the Sports, Arts and Culture Department in partnership with EMS Production.
011-883-0702, 20 minutes after 11 o'clock, we are coming to you live all the way from Freedom Park in Pretoria, Salvacop. And this is on the occasion of the third annual Dulcie September public lecture. And speaking of that, the keynote speaker is sitting right in front of me. He needs no introduction at all. His name is Jay Naidu. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to chatting to you.
A pleasure, Thabo, and good morning to your listeners. It's been a long time since I've been on 702.
Quite some time. You should make it a frequent gesture to see us every now and then. But today you are the keynote speaker. I was just wondering what lessons should be learned, especially by the younger generation from freedom struggle fighters like Dulcie, because those names at times are at the back pages of the huge newspaper of history in the public space.
I think it's very fitting that we're having the memorial lecture here in Freedom Park, because what is Freedom Park but the celebration of everything and the sacrifices that people have made in our history for us to be here today in a democracy. So I think there's very important lessons to be learned. And there are many unanswered questions as well.
Yeah.
You know, as to why was Dulcie killed? Who killed her? And what is that whole veil of, you know, of secrecy that's hiding the facts, the root causes for her assassination? I think they're important lessons for all of us, that the freedom that we currently enjoy was not handed to us on a silver platter. You know, generations right back to the time when the first settlers came here, the slavery, the colonization, the land dispossession, the brutalization of African workers, all of this is part of our history. And so we must learn how not to repeat the mistakes. And so some of the things that we are doing today are almost recreating the trauma and the suffering that we've gone through in our struggle for freedom. So I think for young people in particular, to understand the depth of the sacrifice that made, the depth of the compassion, the depth of the commitment that required by people like a Dulcie Satemba or a Chris Hani or a Ruth First, in order for us to enjoy the fruits of freedom today.
And speaking of the fruits of freedom, her allergy to injustice, her passion for equality, I'm just wondering, what, in your view, do you think she would have appreciated about our freedom today? Some of the endeavors that she was looking forward to that she was denied by those five bullets?
Well, those five bullets ended not just her life, but it created a flame that we all carry today. We all carry Dulcie September in our hearts. The memory of her commitment, her passion, her untiring organizing and informing people about the freedom struggle. So I think today she would reflect very soberly on our track record. Of course, no one, including myself, wants to go back to the days when I thought I was inferior to white people. In the time when our human dignity, social justice, our identity was strangled by a heinous system that was a heresy described by the United Nations against humanity. But at the same time, should we be where we are today? And I think there she would have been very vibrant, and she would be very outspoken about the dereliction of duty, the absence of political will to deliver on the dreams that were crystallized and alchemized in 1994, but represented struggles of our people that go back 350 years. We could have done better. We should do better. We should demand good governance. We should demand ethics in leadership, not just in government, but in the private sector, in trade union movement, in civil society, in every aspect of our life. We need ethics. We need the lodestar of morality to be brought back, that we didn't fight for corruption. We didn't fight to enrich ourselves. Mm. We built our struggle on the basis of servant leadership, of a revolutionary commitment to serve our people. And that's what's not happening today.
And a day like today, is it a reminder and a lodestar to say to us, we are not where we ought to be? As much as it is a reflection on a great legacy of an iconic figure, but also a potent mind jogger of where we are not where we ought to be.
I think all of the above. I think today represents a rekindling of that spark of what freedom means. If 60% of our young black children are leaving 12 years of education with no likelihood of having a job in their lifetime, with very few skills, then how can we describe this democracy that people like Dulcy paid with their lives for as successful? We have to put everything under the spotlight, and everything comes back to what are the values on which we built the freedom struggle. And that was about volunteerism, it was about self-sacrifice, it was about servant leadership, it was about compassion, it was about forgiveness, but the firmness that things that are wrong need to be corrected. And if you cannot do your job that we are paying you well for, then get out of that job. But the people have had enough in this country. We've had enough of corruption, we have had enough in relation to state capture. We see impunity today. Mm. And what the demand is, particularly by young people who are today very angry and legitimately angry, that there isn't an accountability today, that the ethics have gone out of leadership, that suddenly we are, our sovereignty, even the sovereignty of our own bodies, has been taken over by some overlord somewhere in the world.
Mm. How important is it, particularly on a day like this, to remember that the party in governance today is the party of Dulcy September? And the passion that we hear in your voice today, someone else will come back and say, this is her party. And given her enthusiasm and her passion for what, for injustice, as I said earlier on, there would be an element of disappointment. And also, more than anything else, I was speaking to the CEO of this place, Freedom Park, earlier on, and she was reflecting on how women activists, their role have somehow been dwarfed as compared to those of men. Is this day also to remind us that there are so many others who fought?
Absolutely. And let me say that even in my time, the issue of toxic masculinity was always present. But today, we have seen it on steroids, along with racism that we see, along with tribalism, narrow, chauvinistic nationalism. We are seeing all the divisions being brought up by the political circus that we have today that are creating the divisions that we healed in the 90s and the 80s. You know, that we stopped the faction fighting in the mine hostels. Mm. We stopped the commitment to non-racialism was real. 1994 was the moment where we were all baptized into really believing that we were committed to a new trajectory that addressed the legacy of exclusion, apartheid exclusion, whether it came to the land question, whether it came to transformation of our economy, whether it came to access in terms of education, quality health, and human well-being. And I think today, when I ask myself, is this the same party that I was part of? And I must say, I'm in great doubt about that. Mm. Because the party is not doing what it, as the oldest liberation movement in our history of Africa, is not doing what our forefathers and foremothers intended and wrote into this political miracle that we have achieved as the DNA of the value system that we represent. And I think today we have arrogance in power, we have the absence of humility, and certainly the absence of a servant leadership that is going to deliver the better life we promised our people in 1994. And I am feel that that is the betrayal we face today.
Mr. Jay Naidoo, I wish we had a lot of time. We could chat for another 2 hours just on this issue. Thank you so much for coming through, and thanks for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us. I hope that we'll have you in the studio next time for a bit longer than this.
Thank you, Tavo. And Tavo, thank you to your listeners. And may I just part on this?
Sure.
I have optimism that young people will find their voice, their agency. They will find their own destiny and their own struggle, and they will lead us to a better place. So it's up to my generation now to actually let go the reins of power, learn to keep quiet, more robustly I say shut your mouth, and listen to people who have wisdom, who have the talent, who have the passion to make South Africa great.
I can't thank you enough, Mr. Jay Naidoo, an activist who needs no introduction on the South African political landscape.